We'd like to welcome each and every individual to the Vision Project. Hi, my name is Mark Borsma, President of Synergy Solutions. I'll be your executive coach for today's mastermind call for Area 2, Area 3, and training for EVAs. If you do have any questions, connect with your mentor, or you can call, and we'll go ahead and give you additional help. Let's dive in. Karen, what would you like to accomplish today?
Just wanted to fine-tune a little bit my strategy session techniques with the people that I've been doing it with. We touched on it a little bit, but if we wanted to get it on this call, so it would be, you know, beneficial for the phone coaching, if that's what you want to cover, that would be great.
Okay, so that one there, I would encourage all of you to listen to that one. We did that earlier today at the 7 a.m. or 7:30. So I'd encourage you to listen to that one because it is, because that one's fully recorded. This one's just audio. That one will give you a better idea. So I would encourage you to do that. So I think, Karen, if people go through that, I think they should be set.
Okay, thanks.
Lydia, what would you like to accomplish today?
Well, Mark, I was wondering how do you sound that to have a sense of urgency when you actually speak to someone. And I was calling someone today, and they seemed interested, but I'm not sure if I spoke urgent enough for them to follow up more on it.
Okay. I mean, a lot of factors come into play on that. I mean, what's your personality, what their personality is, and all of that. So, I mean, sometimes you just tell people. I mean, you got a lighter voice, a sweeter voice, and so it can be hard. And so you might just go ahead and be right out. You got nothing to lose, right? And so you just go ahead and say, you know, one of the things, maybe you can help me, give me some input. One of the things that I struggle with is that sometimes I think I'm too nice and I don't, you know, really help people to see the sense of urgency to putting some systems in place, and so people don't. So you just state the obvious, and then let them go ahead and determine, you know, what to do from there. I don't know if any of you other have ever had any singing coaches, you know, for voice coaches, for choir or any of that kind of stuff or drama. Mm-hmm. You know, you might go ahead and try, you know, some of that, maybe get some input from others to alter your voice tone and learn actually to talk in a different way, or you might use different words. So a lot of it you're just going to have to play with until you come up with the right combination.
Okay, Mark. Thank you.
Cool. All right, Teresa, what would you like to accomplish today?
I don't have a really good question. I guess just how might it be different to reach out to higher level people versus, I don't know, how do you reach out to the range of people that you're going to hit when you make phone calls? Like authority-wise.
Higher level people, definitely my experience is they do think in a different way. And so the best thing I've ever experienced is with, you know, very high level people is, have you ever considered writing a book, or have you written a book or ever considered writing a book? So 30% of the population has thought about doing it. And so leaders, you know, they have tons of experience. You don't, when you're dealing with people, you know, you got to get good or you just don't rise to the top. And so, you know, asking them about that, I think that can be helpful. Are you actually making calls on those types of people, Teresa?
I think I might be. I need to look into them a bit, but it's always good to know.
Yeah, I mean, it might go back to some of the coaching we've done as it relates to how do you get past gatekeepers. The more, you know, the more valuable, I mean, asking them questions that the gatekeeper would not know, like that's a question that they would not know, is that. Talking about profitable partnerships, you know, and really looking at that, I think the key is your mindset. Like, it almost has to bug you 24/7. Like, even though last few days I definitely have not been, you know, feeling good at all. But I don't know. Last night, I mean, I had all these ideas about the mobile app and how do you connect all these different, you know, people. I wish I didn't, because I could have used the sleep. But it's almost like you're just, you're consumed with coming up with some type of a solution. And so, you know, you might talk to somebody like, you know, Steve might know, he might not. Alan might be a good one to go ahead and do. Ken Bucci might be, you know, do you know other people? Again, just being honest and forward. I think the thing that's hardest for people to get over is if you're kind of cold calling on people, you got nothing to lose. If it's not working as good as you want it to work, I mean, try something else. What have you got to lose? Does that help, Teresa?
Yeah, I think it's just somewhat the magic in the moment and making it happen. So,
Mark?
Yeah.
Is this a place maybe to talk a little bit more about the pufferfish principle?
Sure.
When you're talking to maybe higher level people or just anybody.
Yeah. When I go ahead and read my bio, I'm impressed. And I'm like, man, I want to go ahead and talk to that guy. He seems impressive. Oh, it's only me. You know, most people, and when I write somebody's bio, that's what they think. They're like, you know, it's kind of like the, you know, a number of years back when, you know, they had glamour shots. You go in, you get all dressed up, makeup and everything. You're like, whoa, you know, I look really good in that. And so the pufferfish, you need to know, you need to feel that there is a reason that people, that you can bring people a lot of value. And every one of you can. I mean, every one of you is just as amazing as I am. I mean, every one of you are. You're creating God's image. It's just finding your amazingness. It's discovering who you are and what you can bring of value to people. And look at experiences that a lot of people, you know, I mean, like when Rosanna took the awesome women's group, she's like, well, I've been a homemaker. Like, hello, 7 kids? Like my mom, you know, she's got, you know, she doesn't think that she got a lot to contribute. It's like, hello, mom, you've got 4 sons that all own their own companies. She did a lot to help to create that. And so, you know, the pufferfish principle, you've got to recognize and you've got to be able to communicate why you're special, why you're different. Take your negative and turn it into a positive. I'm a young male. When I go into straight commission sales, covering affluent areas, you know, so I'm in my early 20s. I'm dealing with women in their, you know, 50s and 60s. I know they're going to think 2 things about young males. They're going to think they're dumb and irresponsible. I've got to overcome that. And so, you know, Lydia is 21, you know, going to college. There's very few people that start their own companies while they're in college. So you don't have, I mean, if you don't have a whole bunch of history, then create an amazing future. You know, my goal is to go ahead and have a, you know, $1 million company by the time I'm, you know, 25 or a billion or whatever it is. So dream big. Especially if you're younger, dream big and be willing to share those dreams that, hey, this is what I'm intending to do. So find out things that are unique and special about you and be willing to go ahead and share that. You know, it's almost like it's intriguing. I never thought of this before, but I'm like, what can I do to relate to women? Like I thought of that before, but not as it relates to this. And it's like when you go ahead and maybe some of you have these thoughts. I don't know. I don't find too many women that have these thoughts, but or at least they don't share them with me. But when you write something about yourself and you look at it and you say, that's not really true about me, isn't that the same thing as putting makeup on?
Seems like it, Mark. Yeah.
I would think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's not really me. I'm putting makeup on, and so... So, but that's okay. There's nothing wrong with putting makeup on. You're, you know, highlighting, you know, and so the same thing is true on your bio, on your mastermind profile. And so you guys can do your best you can and then bug me. Teresa's bugging me. Karen's bugging me. It's becoming... You know, the squeaky wheel gets the grease for sure, especially with me not feeling good now. Man, it's killing my productivity. And so, you know, what I need to do, and I think Brianne's probably pushing me, you know, really good on her profile. What I need to do is I need to dig in, build one of the, you know, build, let's say, Brianne's profile, and you guys go in and you guys modify it for each one. But from the EVA perspective, it can be very similar, and you guys just highlight and come up with something yourself. And then what is it that they value? You know, so, I mean, this is what I was talking with Don, I think, earlier this morning on sticky messages. When you're in an audience, I mean, you know, when you're trying to get an audience with people, when you're trying to talk to people, what do they want to hear? What do they want to see? Then give them what they want to hear and what they want to see, or not. It's up to you. But if you give them what they want to hear and what they want to see, and again, I'm not talking about, you know, making it up totally, but, I mean, Linda Breakall, my international speaking coach, she helped me to stretch, you know, the way I looked at things, more of an expressive type of thing, where it doesn't have to be, like my driver analytic is like, it's got to be 100% perfect. But like the coffee connection, that was very profound yesterday, where Bruce said something, Karen's husband said something about this T-shirt idea about personalities. And he said, you know, that, well, that's been done hundreds of times. And I said, well, if you're talking about, like, a human being, like all 7+ billion living human beings all are the same in that they all have a heart, okay, that would be true. They're all the same. So every human being on the planet is the same. If you talk about, you know, if you talk about every human being is different, well, that's also true. So how can you have things that are totally opposite? They're all the same, but they're all different. Both are true. It's just perspective. And so the expressive, you know, the expressive is more willing to go ahead and embellish, you know, embellish their situation to give them the limelight, which is why they often succeed. And so if you're not into that kind of stuff, you might want to stretch yourself to be in it. Because it's not, it's just a different perspective. Does that help, Karen?
Yes. Yes, thanks.
Cool. All right. Brianne, what would you like to accomplish today?
I would like to talk about the point of entry system that you and I were talking about, I guess it was just yesterday.
Cool. I was so hoping you were going to come up with that. I'm like, I hope she says point of entry. I hope she said point of entry. So on a baton relay, you know, it's when you hand off. When a lead comes in, we need all eyes on that lead. Is that a good lead for synergy? And so, you know, is that a good lead for synergy? If it is, we need to get on that thing like crazy, get them to a point as soon as possible for either one of you to close them into Action Vision or get them to the point where I can close them into Action Vision. And we need to know that at the point of entry. And so that's what we need to do. If they're not good for Action Vision, well, then Life Masteries has a whole bunch of solutions that are really affordable to anybody. And so we need to say, okay, one of you need to take them and work on closing them probably into mastermind partnerships. And so that's at the point of entry. So we need to make sure Teresa's had some great success in the past and just recently. I think Karen's, I closed the one today, Bart and A.
Oh, yeah. Oh, great.
And so, that was cool because that almost never happens. He scheduled that, 3 months ago and said, I commit. He says, I'll go on it in April. And I'm like, yeah, right. And when somebody says they're going to do something 3 months in the future, it never happens. So what I did is I said, and I told him that never happens. He said, well, it will with me. I said, is it a goal or is it a commitment? He says, it's a commitment. I'm like, oh, okay. And he went on it. And it was cool to see Karen, touching base with him some. And so the system is not, and I didn't document real good. I apologize for that. I'm working on that. Ginger Ann got, a past client in Area 5 to go ahead and talk. That went good. And so the point of entry is when a lead comes in, we need to have a strategy for it. We need to work that strategy. And if it's not working, if that strategy isn't working, there needs to be frustration. So I'd love for you guys to show up here and say, Mark, I'm frustrated. If you're not frustrated, either you're producing the results you want to produce or you're not working that hard, you don't care that much, and you have low expectations. And you're not going to break through new dimensions there. And if you're where you're happy where you're at, business is at, not a problem. You don't have to go ahead and do that. If you want to grow and you want to take your business and yourself to a new level, it takes frustration. So you say, Mark, I'm frustrated, and what did you do? So we need to do that at the point of entry. Once a sale occurs, we need to be disciplined. We need to be disciplined to make sure that servicing kicks in. It's just a machine. Like, I always hate when people have great systems in place for sales, but then they're terrible at servicing. That bugs me a lot. And so we had a phenomenal, weird situation with sticky messages with one of the people going through the course. Like, I don't know if you guys got that one, if you guys had a chance to think about the different alternatives on that one.
As far as her response to your
style? Her first response, is like, what does that mean? Like, what are the different possible options in that situation? And see, how I responded to her gave her room and breath. So I wasn't direct with her. I just said, hey, thanks, really appreciate that. Maybe it was edited wrong. I didn't know who it was. It ended up probably being Mark Elkins because she said later it was a guy. And so it could have been, Bruce from Indiana, or it could have been Mark. I don't know who it was. And so she kind of sorted through that process because, so what are the different alternatives? What are the different ways? It's the walls of opportunities. There's 6 ways to think about that situation. Can anybody think of the 6 different ways that we could think about that situation?
Well, For a sticky message?
No, for that situation. If you're not familiar with the situation, you won't be able to give input because you didn't read the situation. So, if anybody, did anybody read that situation?
Yes, I did. I was thinking that one of the ways would be we just side with her and agree with her and instead of challenging her on what she was thinking.
Right. So the possibilities, one possibility is Mark screwed up. I mean, he just did. As a leader, he pushed when he shouldn't have pushed. And so that's one possibility. I screwed up. So that's one possibility. Another possibility is that it shouldn't have been in the final. So, you know, there's 48 lessons. Maybe we've got a wrong lesson in there. So that's a possibility. You know, the third possibility is that she's too sensitive, you know. And it's like, you know what? You're too sensitive and, hey, you know, deal with it. A fourth possibility is where she was at, which is interesting, is it didn't feel good to her, but it was really, really a powerful lesson for her. I mean, it took her a while to process it. A fifth is it was really good, but we need to tweak it. We might put a warning on the front and say, like, if you can tell somebody up front, I mean, she processed it really well. She said, you know, you seem to know the guy. You call him first and last name. And so maybe there was other things that were involved. And so after she had some time to think about it, she processed it. But most people are not going to be able to process it, so we have to help them. So we might put a warning on the front, or we might interview her, which I think we probably would. Interview her and then go ahead and, you know, interview her and then go ahead and take that recording and put it at the front of that lesson to help people when they hit that thing, if they're an amiable, when they hit that thing and they're an amiable, they are not going to like it, just almost guaranteed. They don't like the conflict, and so it's going to push them. So there are six different things, and that's very powerful. Anyway, sorry to get off point of entry. And so we need to have a strategy, and everybody, that if you get assigned a lead from Brianne, you need to know what strategy, what's your plan, action plan, and then how are you going to execute it, and then you need to execute that. So it would be better for you if you had 10 leads and covered them well, then have 30 leads and not cover them so well. And so making sure that you're clear, I know what my job, my role is, I know what it is, and I know how to do it, and then you're disciplined in doing it. And then letting Brianne know, and if you can't get what you want out of that prospect, assign it to somebody else, flip it over to somebody else, somebody else's personality, try something else. Is that what you were looking for, Brianne?
Yes. Thank
cool.
you.
Anything else that you had?
No, that was all I had for this week.
Don, what would you like to accomplish?
I didn't know about this call, so I didn't have anything, but I was thinking about that lead I mentioned to you. How would we work that out in a plan? The one with
get
the
it entered, probably get it to Brianne. Do you have a phone number and email on the person?
Not yet. I haven't been able to get over there. Oh, it would be a cold call. I'm trying to get you a warm contact.
So first thing you got to obviously do is get a phone and an email from the individual. Second is to get their biggest challenge. And ideally do a level one, but if you can just get their biggest challenge, just get their biggest challenge. I mean, if you get somebody's biggest challenge, either through synergy or through live masteries, there is some solution that will help them.
Okay. Once I get that contact, I just go ahead and shove that over to Brianne and you, or?
Right. Well, you want the contact information, and what else do you want?
The biggest challenge. in their email.
Right, and then when you get their biggest challenge, then you say, huh, maybe then, or maybe you come back a day or two or three later and you say, you know, there's somebody I think might be able to help you with that. Could I, you know, have, you know, their associate connect with you and schedule a time?
Okay.
Ideally, you would go ahead and be on that call with that individual so you could learn how I take them from biggest challenge to level one to level two, if appropriate, you know, level three, and then level four, which is a business x-ray, if that's appropriate for them, if it's not. And so if you see me do that, then you will learn how to reproduce that.
Okay, is that a three-way call? I mean, how do I set that up?
Conference call.
Oh, okay, like we're doing here. Okay.
Yep.
And then they can
all right.
See the...
Anybody else have anything else?
No.
So I had some inner conflict today on whether or not to show up for this call. So if I wouldn't have, would you guys have been able to function as well, or maybe better, without me?
I think we could have functioned. It's a matter of degree, you know.
Okay. And so you guys will want to, I mean, whether like today it's, you know, health-wise not doing well at all, you know, so... But, you know, there's other opportunity. There's a whole bunch of things. And so you might see me shifting where once in a while I might let you guys just run on your own. I would never, ever, at this level, go ahead and ever go ahead and recommend that you guys do that, just not show up. And I probably wouldn't. I'd probably email at least one of you, maybe all of you, and say, hey, something came up or I'm not out or whatever, whatever. But you guys need to be prepared. If I don't show up, you guys can take it. You can run with it. One of the most powerful things that I can teach you guys is that you don't need me. That you guys can figure it out individually and community-wise without me. It might take longer, so it might take longer. It might take decades, you know, but you guys can do it. I mean, there's no question in my mind, anything I know, you guys can figure out. And so you guys will want to start to just migrate to that mindset to say, if Mark doesn't show up to something, you know, for whatever reason, he's in a different dimension. And so remember that if I go ahead and if it looks like I'm becoming irresponsible, not so much. It's a different... It's to try to get people more disciplined, like to take more confidence to do things on their own. Does that make sense to everybody?
Yes.
Yes, Mark.
Yeah.
Yes.
And after you've done what I've done for two or three decades, probably not as long because you'll learn it faster. You're not as slow. But probably at least 5 years. You don't want to say, well, now I'm disciplined. Now I'm at Mark's dimension. It's been... You know, 6 months, I can do what he does. Even in my irresponsibility, let's call it that, even in irresponsibility, I am preparing you guys for me to be irresponsible before I am irresponsible.
Say that again.
Even before I'm irresponsible,
mm-hmm.
Okay, or weak, or sloppy, or undisciplined, or whatever, chasing shiny objects, or sick, or I just decide, you know, I'm going to take whatever. Even in my irresponsibility, I'm still responsible in being irresponsible.
Got it.
So you guys might be thinking, wait a minute. How can he do that? Well, when you get proficient in the natural laws and you start discovering them, you start going to new dimensions. Pastor James McDonald, you know, he takes 3 months off every summer to do stuff. None of his staff does that, but he does it. And so why is he doing it? Well, because he can. And he's got the systems around him to be able to do that. If you're listening to the rebroadcast of this, feel free to connect with the individual who invited you to participate in today's session, or you can call toll-free 888-230-2300. That's 888-230-2300. Or you can call outside the U.S. 630-393-9909. That's 630-393-9909. God bless. Have a great day. Bye-bye.